and was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in to Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. And today it's time for the finale, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. Oh, the Loons won the opener, and then the Lugnuts won on Wednesday. The Loons won on Thursday, but the Lugnuts prevailed on Friday. And then the Loons won yesterday. So is today a Lugnuts victory. It's the right-hander Grant Judkins who's getting the start today. We saw him in relief earlier in the series, and back on Tuesday, he fired four hitless, scoreless innings. Four hitless, scoreless innings in relief. He walked one. He struck out seven. That was in relief of Jake Garland, who suffered the loss. The Lugnuts fell 3-2. Well, today, it's Judkins who gets the start, and they'll be opposed by right-hander and Peyton Martin. Last time that we saw Martin, it was also on Tuesday, and he did not last the first inning. He faced five Lugnuts batters. He was called for a balk to bring in Jared Dickey with the Lugnuts' first run. He disagreed with that balk call by Isabella Robb, and then she ejected him from the ballgame when he kept on chirping after she had warned him enough was enough. We'll see how long he goes in this game. Probably more than three outs. If it's fewer than that, you'd figure that things should shape up well for the Lugnuts. But overall for Martin, in nine starts, a 4.58 ERA, and he's allowed five homers, and the league is batting .288 against him. It's a far cry from how effective Judkins has been for the Lugnuts, league batting just .222 against the man who's wearing number 22. Go back to yesterday's game. Boy, once again, the Lugnuts had runners all over the bases, but they stranded 13, went 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position, and in fact, the game ended with the Lugnuts having the potential tying run in scoring position and the potential go-ahead run on. 10 base hits, the Lugnuts drew 7 more walks, but they lost 5-4. So the question is, number one, can they keep on getting those runners on? And number two, can they score them here today against Martin and the Great Lakes Loons pen? Coming up next, though, you'll hear from a Lugnuts pitcher. Blaise Pontes has been moved full-time to the bullpen, and I caught up with Blaise. You'll hear that when we return. This is Lugnuts pregame from Dow Diamond.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
This is
Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Blaze Pontes. I'm going to put you on the spot right away. All right. What's the biggest game that you've ever pitched in?
Biggest game I've ever pitched in. We're going to go with last year. Probably my first time closing a game out, my first professional save against the Fresno Grizzlies. That was probably the biggest crowd that I've ever pitched in. I think they brought in around 9,000 to 10,000 people that day, and I've never faced a crowd that big before, so it was pretty exciting. You know, the nerves were there and got the job done, so that was a pretty memorable day for me.
Did you get the game ball?
I got the game ball.
How many game balls do you have?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if I still keep collecting them, but I remember I gave that one to my dad.
Yeah.
So if it's an important one, I'll get the ball and I'll probably give it to my parents or something.
How are things going for you this year?
Things are all right this year. You know, it's definitely a learning year for me. Getting the new starter role this year, going back to the pen, transitioning here and there, figuring out some new arm slots and new pitches. It's just a new learning year for me, and just ready to finish the year strong, you know?
Yeah. We've got about 4 weeks left. Mm-hmm. Do you have goals before the season comes to an end?
My biggest one is just stay healthy. That's the main thing. As long as I'm on the field, I can compete, give my team a chance to win. Can't do that if you're injured, so keeping my health up, getting in, doing arm care, maintenance, making sure I get my actives in, just being prepared for the moment.
Before this year, when was the last time you were a regular starting pitcher?
My second half of college, my senior season. Yeah, so last year I was strictly out of the bullpen, pretty much the closer role, and they wanted to try me in the starting role this year, and I was up for it, so I kind of went for the ride and rode that out as long as it went.
I would talk to other guys. Like, I'd sat down with Jake Garland, and we would talk about you, and he'd be like, stay with Blaze, forget the results. You've got to understand the kind of stuff that he's working with, so watch as the season goes on. What is the stuff that you're working with right now?
Right now, I'm kind of transitioning back to kind of my older self and my older feel and, like, the things that I did to get here and kind of stacking on that and capitalizing on what I know how to do and who I am as a pitcher and trying to almost perfect who Blaze Pontes is, you know?
You know my follow-up is, who are you?
I'm Blaze Pontes.
Why did your parents choose to name you Blaze? Did you ask them that?
I think that's more of a question for them.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's actually a pretty interesting story of how I got the name Blaze. I was actually born with, I was a blonde for 5 years. Came out with red tips in my hair, a little bit of green hazel eyes, and just as I grew up, my hair just got darker and my eyes just turned more brown.
Man, yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You and Hunter Bro go way back. What was your high school baseball team like?
Man, those guys were awesome. The camaraderie we had, the team spirit, it was just a really cool thing to have. And to be able to play with Hunter after all these years going to separate colleges and coming around full circle, and now we're both playing under the Athletics, it's a pretty cool experience to have that. I've known this kid for such a long time, and I've seen him grow up. I've seen him develop as a pitcher, and to see how far he's come, it's just an awesome thing to see.
How special was that for you to pitch at Hawaii?
It was pretty awesome. Pitching in front of friends and family, just having a huge support cast around me. I mean, going to a big school is a dream I had too. But being at home, I wouldn't trade it for anything else to play for my home, play for my state, and representing the islands as best as I can.
I talked to guys, we've had guys on the Lugnuts who pitched at Hawaii before you, mm-hmm. and they would say that it made them feel like celebrities because Hawaii baseball meant so much. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, Hawaii baseball, I mean, Hawaii sports in general is the kind of biggest thing we have there in terms of athletics because there's no professional football, baseball, basketball team there. So UH is kind of like the big stage on the island, and to be able to play in front of that crowd and on that stage, it's a huge deal.
Are we too far away from the water here? Too far away from the beach? Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. I miss the water, definitely. I can't wait to get back there in a month.
Real quick, back to pitching. Specifically, what pitches do you currently throw?
So I'm throwing a four-seam, a two-seam, kind of a gyro slider, and a changeup. And I've been working on a curveball for the last few weeks, so that's still my biggest development right now. I'm trying to see if I can land something slower, see if I can get it in there for first pitch strike or something that just haven't seen before in the second half.
Man, that's awesome. The way that you pitch, it seems to me that you have to be a great defensive player as well. Mm-hmm. How much pride do you take in your defense?
I love it. I love being athletic. I love staying athletic. I like to surf, play beach volleyball in the off season. So being athletic's kind of a big pride thing for me. I can defend my position, which is a huge thing, because if batters decide they want to bunt the ball, I'm kind of thinking that's a free out for me. Like, thank you for doing that. So yeah, I think it's a great thing to be able to field your position. It doesn't hurt you. It can only help you.
Speaking with Blaise Pontes, do you have plans for the off season?
Right now, it's just to go home and enjoy it as much as I can. Enjoy the beach, enjoy the weather, and just hang out with friends and family.
Blaise, thank you for taking the time.
No worries. Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Blaise Pontes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lugnuts Baseball coming up, top of the hour. Time to meet the starting lineups with Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there. Thanks so much, Jesse. Lugnuts 19-22, 51-55 overall. And they take on those Great Lakes Loons one final time here in 2024. And, of course, one final time this week. Loons 21-19, 55-51. As Jesse has mentioned, we must start with the Lansing Lugnuts. So here they are.
Always.
Written out by second-year manager Craig Conklin. Johnny Butler leads off the lefties, the DH. Jared Dickey, another lefty, bats second in left field. Ryan Lasko hits third in center field. Will Simpson at first base, batting cleanup. Nate Nankiel swings fifth in right field. Luke Mann, a lefty again, is the third baseman, hitting sixth. And how about another lefty? TJ Schofield-Sam bats seventh, playing second base. CJ Rodriguez back behind the plate, hitting eighth. And welcome back Casey Yamauchi. He rounds out the order at shortstop. Butler, Dickey, Lasko, Simpson, Nankiel, Mann. Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, Yamauchi. They are currently singing happy birthday to Grant Judkins, who celebrated his 27th on Tuesday. Is that correct?
That's lovely of them, but unfortunately it's for someone younger.
Come on now. Well, happy birthday to them too. Grant Judkins does get the start today. He came out of the pen on Tuesday and was elite in that performance on his 27th birthday on Tuesday. So there is your lineup for the Nuts. Jesse, as you would say, I turn to you. Who you got for the spotlight hitter?
Jared Dickey's only 1-for-12 in his last three games. You need his bat. You need him to perk up. He was 0-for-5 yesterday, especially with runners getting on. And Dickey batting in a prime spot in the order. Spotlight on Jared.
Any help there that he's a lefty facing a righty? Peyton Martin, who we expect to make it through the first inning
not
today?
Not get ejected today? Yes, I do think so, because Dickey has feasted against right-handed pitchers, whereas left-handers have given him fits. He gives the right-handers fits, so absolutely.
Okay, I like that pick, so we'll start Jared Dickey. Let's go to the other side, the hometown Great Lakes Loons. If they win today, they would win the series. If Lansing wins, we would get a series split. Dylan Campbell leads off. The man out of Texas is in center field. Kyle Nevin bats second, the first baseman. Josue DePaula, the lone lefty for the Loons, hits third in left field. Sam Mongeli is back, the DH, hitting cleanup. Sean McClain bats fifth at shortstop. Jordan Thompson, the second baseman, swings sixth. Juan Alonso swings seventh in right field. Nick Bittison at third, hitting eighth. And Frank Rodriguez rounds out the order, the catcher. Campbell, Nevin, DePaula, Mongeli, McClain, Thompson, Alonso, Bittison, Rodriguez. And as mentioned, Peyton Martin, the eighth-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, and the Dodgers org, the righty gets the start today against the Lansing Lugnuts. For the Loons, Jesse, what are you thinking for their spotlight hitter this afternoon?
I have a concern, and that concern is that Josue De Paula's bat has woken up. Two hard hit balls yesterday, and then he lined out in his final at bat, but he had two more hits after collecting hits in each of the prior two games. You mentioned he's the only lefty in the order. Well, lefties this year are hitting upwards of 270 against Grant Judkins. Right-handers have seriously scuffled. Keep your eye on the 19-year-old.
Yeah, that is a legit concern. Is there anything I can do to aid that concern? Because I certainly don't want you feeling concerned when we're 5 minutes away from first pitch.
There's nothing you can do. There's something Grant Judkins and the Lugnuts defense can do.
Okay, well, I like that. Judkins and the D are going to try and do their best. This series has been back and forth. One would say like a teeter-totter, like a seesaw, whatever type of back and forth. Maybe like a brother.
Pendulum.
Yeah, brother-sister argument.
Sometimes those get one-sided.
Yeah, okay, so maybe a brother-sister who's the favorite by the parent at that current moment in time. Internally, right? Because the parents never want to tell you who the favorite is. But here we go.
It was Adam. It was always Adam.
It was never Adam. The first series these two teams had was way back in Lansing in mid-April, and Lansing lost 4 of 6 to the Loons. The Loons won the final 3 in that series. Then fast forward a month to mid-May up here in Midland, where the Loons won 2 of the first 3 in the series, and then Lansing rattled off the final 3 games in that series. So exactly what we saw in the first series reversed. Then, right after the Major League Baseball All-Star break, the mini 3-game set in Lansing, Loons won 2 of 3. Lansing won the finale 1-0. And then this week, it is gone. Loons 3-2 win on Tuesday. Lansing 3-2 win on Wednesday. Loons 5-0 win on Thursday. Lansing 8-4 win on Friday. Loons 5-4 win last night. So I'm just going by recent history. This suggests, as the Nuts come into today, 157 and 158 all-time against the Loons, that this is their day as we've gone back and forth each day of this series.
I agree, especially because there have been prior years where the Loons were by far and away the best team in the East Division. That's not this year. In fact, I would argue that the Loons and the Lugnuts are fairly even. We've seen it on the field. You can find that statistically. These two teams are well matched against one another, so it comes down to those other things. And for one side, for the Lugnuts, when they draw walks, because the Loons have walked them the whole series, can they score those runs? On the other side, they have to watch the defensive miscues. We've not seen many errors, but we've seen crucial errors. It's going to be another tight game, I would expect.
4 runs seems like it's a decent amount in yesterday's game. But, Jesse, we look back. We dig a little bit deeper in the box score. You and I peeked. 7 of the 9 innings, Lansing left runners stranded in scoring position. That includes the bases were loaded in back-to-back innings in the 4th and the 5th, and they got 1 total run. It really, this week, has been the story of when the Loons hit the Lugnuts or walk the Lugnuts, Lansing, for the majority of this series, has not been able to take advantage outside of the 8 runs they poured in with a couple of big half innings on Friday. That is the main thing today. Can they take advantage? Well, Sunday has been their best day this year. They are 11-8 on Sundays. And yes, indeed, it is, if you're wondering, sunny on this Sunday.
You and I are on the same page. The Lugnuts this year average close to 6 runs per game on Sundays. They finish series strong. So can they finish this one strong? Well, against Great Lakes this year, they lost the first series finale back in April in Lansing. They've won the last 2 series finales against these Great Lakes Loons. Grant Judkins looked impeccable his last time out. I don't know if we can expect him to be that good. I don't think he needs to be that good to hold this Loons offense at bay and then Jake Garland to follow him. But early offense is the key. How did the Lugnuts open in the first inning?
You see, the force is strong among Jesse and I.
Yeah.
We kind of complete each other, finishing each other's sentences, thoughts. That's what happens when you broadcast together for 5 years, and we have watched many of these games between Lansing and Great Lakes, and we will see how the series finale and the season finale turns out today.
Do you want to be the yin or the yang?
I'm going to go Yang because there's an A in my name. And you were here first. The yin comes first.
Although Nate Miller, being from Pittsburgh, he's the yinzer.
He is the yinzer. We will see him on Tuesday when the Lugnuts are back at home against West Michigan. Today, it is the series finale. The teams have lined up in the sun on Dow Diamond down there. Lugnuts third base dugout in the away blacks. Loons first base dugout with the green tops and the white pants. And we send it down to what looks like a high school band that will perform the national anthem for this afternoon's game. The season finale between the Loons and the Lugnuts.
As a home of America with our national anthem.
Done by the Panther Marching Band down there on Dow Diamond's Field, getting us ready for the season series finale. The last meeting between the Lugnuts and the Loons in 2024, Lansing comes in 19-22, 51-55 overall, and for the Loons, 21-19, 55-51. And if you're wondering on the series, the Loons have finished, and they will be the leaders here in 2024. They are 11-9 against the Lugnuts, but the Nuts can pick up their 10th win against the Loons this year. Today, to tell you if they get it or not, the man that has been here since 2009 is back today in 2024, diligently studying the game notes as he prepares to deliver another wonderful broadcast for all of you. Here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Unbelievably overhyped. So the Dayton Dragons and the Lugnuts, remember, just completed their season series last Sunday. That was another one that Dayton had won the season series coming in 11-9, but the Lugnuts won the finale to gain the series split. Here we are once again. The Loons have won the season series, but a victory here today for the Lugnuts. They gain the series split. And it's Johnny Butler, Jared Dickey, and Ryan Lasko coming up against this Great Lakes Loons starting defense. But first, we've got two big words. All right. And the outfield, Josue DePaul is in left. In center field, Dylan Campbell. And in right, it's Juan Alonso. First baseman's Kyle Nevin. At second, Jordan Thompson. The shortstop is Sean McLean. And Nick Bettison plays third. Frank Rodriguez is the catcher for the right-hander on the hill, Peyton Martin. Adam, do you have keys for the Lugnuts offense taking on Martin here this afternoon?
Listen, I don't want to sound coach speak here and say don't worry about the pitcher, worry about yourselves, but that's kind of what it is, right? It's got to be continue to put pressure on Loon's pitching and Peyton Martin today. Get guys on base, and then you got to knock them in. That's as simple as that. Find ways to take advantage of your opportunities when they come. We'll see if they can get started early here in the first.
Here we go at 1:08 p.m. The first pitch from Martin. Outside ball one to Johnny Barrels.
I do appreciate how consistent they have been at starting right at 08.
Yeah.
Each day.
That's right. 1-0. Butler chops it down to first base. Two hops to Nevin. Back of the bag. Underhands to Martin. And he steps on first for the first out.
See, here's what I know, Jesse. I know that you thought I was a little sleepy this morning, and you thought I was going to say 108 each day. But no. The games have started at 7 this week. Today it started at 108.
I know what you're talking about, though. The 08. 08.
Like an 808 drum.
Jared Dickey is the batter. Number 8, Butler retired. Martin throws. Number 4, Dickey hits a fly ball to left field. Shallow. Josue de Paula comes in. One hand snag. 3 pitches, 2 outs. That takes care of 2 lefties at the top of the order. Now the right-hander Martin against the right-handed hitting Ryan Lasko. The second rounder from Rutgers. You know how good Lasko has been? 5 hits and 5 walks in his last 4 games. The pitch from the right-hander Martin. Hands over the head, leg kick up, and the fastball high for a ball. 10 times on, last 4 games. And he has halved it. He has given the Lynn some fits. Martin throws. High fly ball. Left field. DePaula tracks it back. Nears the track. Runs it down. Side upside down. No ejection from Martin here today. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing. Lutes coming up against Grant Judkins.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts were dispatched briskly by Peyton Martin in the top half. Now the Loons are coming up. Campbell, Nevin, DePaula. Against the Lugs right-hander, Grant Judkins, the Iowa Hawkeye. Bottom of the first inning. Here's Dylan Campbell. Catcher for the Lugnuts, C.J. Rodriguez. Will Simpson at first, T.J. Schofield, Sam at second. Casey Yamauchi at short, Luke Mann at third. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. On the outfield, Jared Dickey in left, Ryan Lasko in center, and in right, Pete Nankill. Judkins faces home, feet spread apart, turns, kicks, throws. Down and away. One ball and one strike on Dylan Campbell, hitting .353 in the series. Had a 2-homer game as well, but the Lugnuts won that game. Break even. A ground ball pulled foul left side, and the count is 1-2.
Well, he's already eclipsed over half the pitches that Martin had to toss in the top of the first.
Not through lack of trying. There's Dylan Campbell putting what he can into the play. Black Sox pulled up high. Green jersey shirts. The pitch. Campbell stays away from a high fastball. And they've got the wings, the feathered white and black sleeves for the Loons here today on a Sunday with the home white pants. 2-2. Judkins lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Strike him out with a curveball. One away. And the first strikeout for Judkins. This feels like Tuesday.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that was a quick one. 3-2 final where chances were limited in that game for both teams. And really, it was the same thing on Wednesday as well. 3-2 one way, 3-2 the other the next day.
Kyle Nevin now. Righty-righty. One out, no score. The pitch. Broke it up and in. Ball one. Slow curve for Judkins, 71 miles an hour. Nevin's been pretty darn good this series, too. The pitch, that's at the knees for a called strike. The thing is, it feels like that Nevin has been quieter. 6 hits, 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch. He's reached base 9 times. The deal. Skipping in, ball two. 97th game for Nevin this year, leads the Loons. Batting 235, though. The pitch. Swing and a miss. How about that sweeper?
That was nice. That's exactly where you want it. Looking like it's coming in, kind of middle-middle, and then it's running away from you all of a sudden, landing outside the zone. Perfectly pitched from Judkins.
He struck out Campbell, deals the 2-2, and he strikes out Nevin with a high fastball. Okay, now.
Well, Peyton Martin didn't get any strikeouts, Jesse. So I don't want to hear anything about pitch count from you.
You won't. Oh, man, can you imagine if baseball had that judge's scoring system? Here's Josue de Paula. Up high. There's execution. And then there's style points. Left-handed batter. No score. Bottom of the first. Two outs. Nobody on. The right-hander lets it fly. The slow curve hooks in. I'd have called strike one.
I slid in safe to second. Yeah, but did you slide in and then pop up on your slide?
1-1. Hit in the air, out to center field. Backs up Ryan Lasko. He has a lot of room. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. Perfect frame for Judkins. Degree of difficulty, you know, lovely. Let's go to the second inning. Things are going well. There's no score in the series finale.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Peyton Martin needed five pitches on a perfect first inning. Pitch number six is going to come in the second. No score. Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons on a Sunday afternoon from Midland. Will Simpson will see pitch number six, followed by Nankill and then Mann. 4-5-6 in the Lugnuts order. Right-hander against right-hander here. Martin winds and throws. Across the outside corner, strike called. Slider. Three more hits yesterday for Will. Three more RBIs. Pitch on its way. Did not chase the slider away. They peeled the check swing, but no swings as the bases umpire Garver. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Inside. Adam, I put to you, as here we are, after today, we have four more weeks to go in the year. Is there a chance for Will to gain some MVP consideration? 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah, I would say so. He's been consistent throughout this league. His home run numbers are up, his base hits are up.
One of the top two hitters in the league in April, and he stayed strong. And he's in the league top five categories in a lot of different areas. And he is atop the league in RBIs, atop the league in extra base hits. Here's the 2-2. Off the outside corner, ball three. Here's how far he is away from the league lead in a couple of other categories as well. He's four behind the run scored leader. He's three behind the doubles leader. Payoff pitch. It's a high fly to right. Back goes Alonso. Back he goes. It's gone. Will Simpson crushes his 14th homer of the year. Check the home run leaderboard. 1-0 Lugnuts.
Number 10 has his 14th, and Lansing has their first home run of the week. It's about time that one got out. He had three or four wall balls out to right field. That one was not to be kept.
71 RBIs this year, leading the league. 42 extra base hits this year, leading the league. Here's Nate Nankill, righty to righty. Pops up the first pitch, foul, backing out of play. By the way, Simpson out, 14 homers, puts him in fourth in the league, one behind the number three guy, Cam Collier. Three behind the number two guy, Zamora with Beloit. And a one coming in. Line drive up the middle, base hit center field for Nate Nankill. Campbell throws it in. Out a single for Nankill. Nobody out, Luke Mann forthcoming. Lugnuts already on top, 1-0. Man yesterday, a single and a walk. Left-handed batter against the right-hander, Martin. Set the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Good contact for the Lugnuts here in the second inning after and the first. Martin had no troubles. Grind out in a couple of flyouts. Nankill will run. Has not tried a stolen base attempt with the Lugnuts since getting called up. Martin offers. Fouled off over the netting. Off the Swedes. Bouncing down to the stands. That's why they make those windows up here plexiglass.
Is that why they do that?
I have seen a sweet window smash. Yes, it's a good idea. Check on the runner at first. Nankill safely back in on his belly. My first year with the Lugnuts, we were in South Bend, and a Lugnuts batter smashed the sweet window. Nobody out, an 0-2 pitch. Man takes it high, just to show him the fastball.
Was it similar to the smash we just saw from Will Simpson?
I would say that one costed a little less money to replace than the other. You can always get a new baseball.
One was fair, the other was foul.
That's true. There's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. First strikeout for Martin. One gone. Both of them, though, put frowns on the faces of the hometown folks.
Oh. That's good.
TJ Schofield Sam now. Yesterday, Schofield Sam 1-for-4 with a hit by a pitch and a single. And the single came in the ninth inning. Pickoff though to first. Nankill once again safely back in. Quick move by Martin. And the bases umpire Stone Garver watching him like a hawk. He balked in the opener. 1-0 Lansing. One out. The pitch. Schofield Sam hits it high and deep down the right field line. Off toward the corner. It's foul. Just hooked it. No balls and a strike on the Lugnuts' Canadian second baseman.
Well, hello power in this second inning from the Nuts.
You've been looking for power from the Lugnuts this entire series.
No one man should have all that power. It should be an entire team.
Well, with great power does come great responsibility. TJ Schofield Sam, bat resting on his shoulder. Now he's ready, batting seventh in the order. One on, one out, one run in. The pitch. He pops it up. Out in a shallow center field, the shortstop McLean waves his arm, settles below, makes the catch. Nankill walks back to first. Two outs.
I am the TJ Schofield Sam.
CJ Rodriguez now, right-handed hitting catcher, batting eighth. Earlier this year, the Lugnuts played a six-game series here in Great Lakes, and they didn't homer in any of the games except one. Pickoff throw, Nankill safely back in. Third time that Martin has tried him. Tried him during the man at bat, tried him with Schofield Sam at the plate. Tries him here with Rodriguez batting. Righty to righty, 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. Foul tipped off to the right side. I bring up that series because the Lugnuts finally did explode with some power in the fifth game of the six-game set. It was May the 11th, and they hit three homers. Will we see some power display here? At 0-1, off the outside corner. Actually, That started the Lugnuts' power display. Henry Bolte homered in a couple of games in a row. So maybe this leadoff home run by Simpson will start something. Rodriguez is not homered this year. At first base, Naghill, widening his lead. The pitch. Strike called. Good slider at the letters inside corner. Two balls and a strike on Rodriguez. Simpson homered to right, then Naghill singled to center. But man struck out, Schofield Sam popped out. Now Rodriguez, waiting. Martin throws. Broke it off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes on CJ. I think I had said 2-1 before. 2-2, the count is even. Close stance, crowds the plate. Target sets up in. Martin delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. Second strikeout for Martin. Sets down three in a row after the initial two knocks. But Will Simpson homers to right, and the Lugnuts grab the game's first lead. 1.5. 1-0 Nuts at Dow Diamond.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 72-degree day in Midland, Michigan. The clouds thickening above us. I would call this mostly cloudy, though. There's blue sky over to the right and over to the left. We just have some low-lying clouds right above Dow Diamond. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. Will Simpson poked a hole in a cloud with a home run out to right to lead off this inning. Mangelli, McLean, and Thompson, righties. Red Judkins deals a called strike on the outside corner to Sam Mangelli. Right-hander against right-hander. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed off the outside corner. Ball and a strike to the DH. Isabella Robb locked in with the balls and strikes today. Target set up in by C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. Swing and a miss at the curveball. Swung himself into a tizzy. One ball and two strikes.
Still wondering if that pitch came down yet.
Yeah. Out of the clouds. Second baseman Schofield Sam up the middle. The deal. Ground ball down toward third. One hard hop for man. In the breadbasket. And then the long throw. How about the stretch by the 6-4 Simpson for out number one? That was difficult for both corner infielders.
Boy, this is his second straight day that Luke Mann doesn't necessarily need his glove to make a stop. He caught that and kind of trapped it on the heel of the mitt, but he did so with no bobble.
Judkins to Sean McLean. A strike called. Breaking ball at the knees. You know the whole, what the world needs now is glove, sweet glove. Not Luke. 0-1. Off the outside corner.
Cool hand, Luke.
He's a man's man.
Makes some Superman type plays sometimes.
One out, nobody on. 1-0, Lansing in the home second. The pitch to McLean. Way outside. Have you seen Die Hard?
I haven't.
Okay. So I won't make any diehard references here with McLean batting.
No, please do.
Yippee-ki-yay. McLean takes ball three low and away.
Is that from Die Hard?
That is from Die Hard.
Great movie.
And then a couple of movies after that, one of them with a vengeance. There's the 3-1. Outside corner, Cult Strike 2, count is full. It was a good day to Die Hard. They got worse, unfortunately.
That typically happens.
Payoff. Right in there for Cult Strike 3. Oh, thumb the breaker. Third strikeout for Judkins.
Good opportunity for us to check in on Fast and Furious 25.
You know, for a while there, the Fast and Furious movies were actually getting better. And then they threw the car in reverse. Jordan Thompson bats, 1-0 Lugnuts. The pitch. Right in there, called strike with a fastball.
You know, it wouldn't kill him to put it in park.
Just let it idle. Nothing and one the count. Judkins lets it fly. Little flare shot down the right field line. Falling foul over toward the loon's pen. First baseman Simpson was giving chase. No balls and two strikes. Could sell the Fast and Furious franchise for parts, I suppose.
I do love the first few movies in that series, though.
0-2. Fastball high. You know me. Fast and Furious numbers. 4, 5, 6. They get good. 7. Strong. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away.
You know, speaking of Die Hard, you are a Fast and Furious diehard.
I am. Just like Adam with the Harry Potter franchise. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Back goes Jared Dickey. Back he goes. He's at the wall. And it is gone. Jordan Thompson takes Grant Judkins out. His third homer of the year, and he did it on a slider. Tie game 1-1.
Well, outside of Dylan Campbell with his 2 home runs on Friday, we have not seen a ton of home runs from either team in this series. And here we've got one from each team in the first 2 innings.
Juan Alonso bats, righty to righty. Curveball up and in, ball 1. Thompson just barely parked that over the left field wall.
I wish we could put it in reverse.
Alonso takes a ball outside with a fastball. 2-0. Had a big 2-run double yesterday that gave the Loons a lead they would not relinquish. Judkins delivers. Down and away to the Loons' right fielder hitting 7. 3 balls and 0 strikes. Felt like the Simpson homer in the top half of the inning threw the Lugnut starter Martin off his game a little bit. Here the Thompson homer is tilted Judkins. A 3-0 is right in there. Had a called strike on the get-me-over fastball. 2 outs, nobody on. Tied up at 1. The pitch. Fly ball out to left field. Not hit all that hard. Routine for Dickey making the catch to his left. And we're going to the third inning. Each team hit a solo homer in the second. Simpson for the Nuts, Thompson for the Loons. Adam Jackson will have the call coming up in the third and a 1-1 game.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
there, and happy Sunday from Dow Diamond. Thanks for spending it with us. Lansing Lugnuts Baseball tied at one as we head to the top of the third against the Great Lakes Loons up here in mid-Michigan. 9-1-2. Welcome back. Casey Yamauchi steps in from the right side. Peyton Martin comes home. Shoots it in. Fastball, outer edge. Strike one. While Casey Yamauchi missed a few days with a little nagging injury. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch at the bottom of the zone. 0-2.
Remember Colby Halter injured on a slide attempt? Johnny Butler, same thing. And Casey got injured on a slide.
Well, it's great that he has slid his way back into the bottom of the order because he has been exceptional in the ninth spot. 2-for-3 in this series. The pitch out to right field, dropping base hit. I told you he's been exceptional.
And make sure that the offense doesn't slide.
Well played. He has made his way to first base, and here comes the top of the order. Turning it over. We've seen this from Lansing the last couple of days where the bottom of the order has helped produce runs. We're tied at one in the third. Lansing got a solo home run, gave one up, all coming in the second. Righty-lefty matchup against Johnny Butler. The pitch on the ground, right side to his left. Thompson knocks it down. The second baseman throws late to first. Butler is safe, and so is Yamauchi. Three pitches, and the first two have reached for the Lugnuts in the third.
When the Loons were on this year, I mean, really playing good ball, they didn't make any errors. And this series, they have been sloppy.
And that is an E4 against Thompson. You put it in play, sometimes you can force mistakes. Here's Jared Dickey, 1-1 our score, top three, but the first two on for the Nuts. The pitch down low to Jesse's spotlight hitter. He flied out to left on the first pitch he saw in that first inning, part of a five-pitch first for Peyton Martin, which is hilarious when you think about what his first inning was on Tuesday that he never actually made it through. And that one, he threw 23 pitches and only got two outs. 1-0 pitch. That's up high. And that game, he was ejected after he was called for a balk by Isabella Robb. Went back, checked the footage. It was correct. He never quite came set and could find the slab with his plant foot. So it was a balk. And then he argued it, and then he was tossed. 2-0 pitch. Launched out to right field. Alonso is going back just in front of the track. Makes the line drive catch. Yamauchi sprints from second to third on the tag. One out on a 1-0-3 hit baseball off the bat from Jared Dickey. An atta ball saves Juan Alonso in the Loons. He was sitting fastball 2-0. He got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball right down the chute. Well, that's too bad because that was scalded. Here comes Ryan Lasko, 5-for-19 in this series. Lugnuts trying to recapture the lead in the third. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left field. Shortstop McLean goes back. A step into the outfield makes a catch. That is not what you wanted. Two outs.
Got a first pitch slider. And there's no way that Lasko is looking for a first pitch slider there. It was a good one. Way out in front.
From 103 off the bat to 66. Execute order. Here comes Will Simpson. He is hoping to execute. He has whacked the ball the other way in this series. He's whacked it all over the place, but specifically to right field. He's found that wall and then some until he went over the wall in his last at-bat to get the Nuts on the board. His 14th home run this year. Righty-righty, first and third. The pitch popped up behind home plate. Looks playable. Rodriguez discards the mask, calls for it. And then it is the first baseman, Nevin, that was standing behind him that saves the day and makes the catch. Rodriguez overran it, was stumbling back, didn't look like he was going to make the catch. Nevin had his arm up. He made the catch to the right of home plate. And that will get us through the top of the third. 1-1. Again, the Nuts strand runners. We're off to the bottom of the third at Dow Diamond.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts leave two stranded in the top of the third, so we will dig our way to the bottom of the third inning here at Dow Diamond. Yeah, they had a excavating going on there in between half innings. It's got me fired up. Here's Nick Bittison. First pitch from Junkins. That's in there. Strike one. That song was played based off the 2003 great Disney film, Holes. Shout out. Lewis Sacker,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
0-1 pitch. That's outside. Dig it up, up on digging.
Stanley Yelmats.
The fourth. 1-1. That's down low. 2-1. D-I-G. Dig. What's that spell? 1-1 our score in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Would you believe it was not in the dirt? Nick Bittison, 6-for-13 in this series. 4 runs. Homer, 2 RBI. There he swings and misses, though, for his third strikeout. He will dig his way back to the dugout.
Race to the bottom.
Hopefully they're not keeping any yellow-spotted lizards in there. You know, they played the armpit wrap to the pitch home. That's in there, strike one to Frank Rodriguez. You know where he goes, for two suits, two tokens in hand. Got no respect because I'm the new man. The 0-1 pitch, that's in there, strike two. Got my shovel, shoes full of sand. Check out the tag, the name's Caveman. The 0-2, this is lifted out to center field. And back goes Lasco, reaches up, makes the catch. Two outs. Now that was, of course, Shiloh LaBeouf's part. But then armpit comes in and goes A-R-M-P-I to the T. What's that you smell, dog? That's me.
You talk about my memory, but your memory is exceptional.
For just stupid things. The pitch home. Launched. Left field, not again. Dickey goes back. He looks up. Dylan Campbell has homered for a third time in this series to left field. His eighth, and the Loons lead 2-1.
Adam, that is a slider that Grant Judkins left right down the middle.
Dylan Campbell said, I can fix that. Here comes Kyle Nevin. The pitch. That is a little bit outside. Ball one. Well, it was a slider to Thompson, and he crushed it. The pitch home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. See, Jesse loves Dule Hill because of Psych. I love him for his actor of Sam. Pitches in there, strike one. Nevin is 6-for-14 in this series. Loons now lead 2-1. They've hit solo shots in the second and now here in the third after Lansing had a solo shot in the top of the second. 2-1 pitch. Shot back foul. Two balls, two strikes. The tough thing for Grant, he had not given up a home run in his last four outings. And this is the first time all year he's given up two home runs in an outing. 2-2. Popped up into the clouds. Foul. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. That's inside. Three balls, two strikes. So there you go, Jesse. I love that movie, if you couldn't tell.
I could. I love it. I'm so glad that it came up.
Me too, man. Me too. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Maybe get Grant Judkins some sploosh. We will head to the fourth. Dylan Campbell wins swoosh out to left with his third home run of this series. Great Lakes has their first lead in the series finale, 2-1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
The sun is out today on this Sunday afternoon in Midland. Coming up on 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. Loons have grabbed their first lead. They're up 2-1. So Lansing with work to do. Nate Nankill, Luke Mann, TJ Schofield, Sam. 5, 6, and 7 coming to the plate. Peyton Martin begins his third. The pitch at the bottom of the zone off speed. Strike one. So Peyton Martin has given up a home run. He's given up three hits, but that has been it. Just one run. The pitch. Kick back off the top of the net from Nankill, 0-2. Nate, 6'3", 210, the 21-year-old from San Diego. Seventh rounder in 2023 out of Cal State Fullerton. Jesse, I need the nickname of the Cal State Fullerton spot. The pitch. This is lifted out to right, sent deep. Alonso is going back. He looks up, and he makes the basket catch and bangs into the Farm Bureau insurance sign in right. And the...
Titan. I remember it.
Was robbed. Thank you.
You got to remember the Titans.
You sure do. And that was good. That was real good. Those are two different movie references and two half innings for you guys. How lucky are you? Here's Luke Mann, the pitch home. Launched out to right center field. Campbell is going back. He is towards the track. He looks up, and that ball is out of here. Luke Mann, the Nuke Man. His sixth of the year, and we are tied at 2. 103 off the bat. 419 feet. And how good did that feel? Okay, here comes TJ Schofield Sam. Pitch home. Down low. Bottom of the zone, strike one.
You could go a week without seeing four home runs at Dow Diamond. And we have.
The pitch home. This is hit hard. Backhand at the first base bag by Nevin, though, and he runs over to first, tags in with the right foot. Two outs.
But Peyton Martin has been susceptible to giving up home runs this year. And the Lugnuts are barreling him. They've hit two homers, and they've hit a couple of other long flies to the warning track.
Well, Will Simpson, Luke Mann, yeah, they've scalded some baseballs. Here's C.J. Rodriguez, the pitch home. Dumped in there a little bit outside, ball one. Lugnuts two, Loons two. Both teams with two solo home runs. Lugnuts four hits, Loons two. The pitch. In there at the bottom of the zone. Below it, though, two balls, no strikes. This is fun because we were just checking on this the last time Lansing was in town. 2-0. In there, fastball, strike one. Lansing didn't have any home runs in the first series here. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. 2-1. That's a little bit wide, but then we'd like to welcome ladies and gentlemen to the weekend where the Lugnuts hit five home runs. Three on Saturday, two on Sunday. They won the series 4-2. 3-1. Launched up in the air. Left field side. Not deep enough. DePaula coming over towards the line. And he makes the catch. And that'll do it. But a big-time shot from Luke Mann. He gets the Lugnuts their second run thanks to a solo shot out over the right center field wall. 2-2. Bottom four next.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth, we roll on. Lansing is tied the score. It's 2-2 as we bring you back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Oh, we're getting waves from all over the place. And the pitch home. That's down low. Ball one to Josue DePaula. Yeah, we have individuals that sit in the suite to our left and in front of us. And then people come in behind us. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Jesse is getting cracked up right now. Am I getting talked to right now? Oh, she wants on the air. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, she was asking if she could get the microphone.
Oh, I see. Well, she'd have to come take it off our
cold,
heads.
Dead hands.
Yeah. Pry it from our cold, dead. Yeah. The pitch. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes to Josue DePaula. 2-2 the score, bottom four. Oh, that rhymed. That was good. Grant Judkins, power stance on the hill. Diagonally standing, turns, throws home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, but it pops up on Rodriguez up the first baseline. Scoops, throws on the run, halfway up the line, and completes the strikeout. Boy, that was fun and eventful. And it worked out. Sixth strikeout for Grant Judkins. Look at this man go. This after he had seven strikeouts, a season high on Tuesday. They are applauding the junior PA announcer up there right now. Here comes San Mongelli. I'm sure they're applauding him as well. 2-2 our score, bottom four. Ready, the pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike one. All right, Jesse, what do you think for some trivia today?
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
You know that Vladdy Guerrero Jr. guy you were talking about?
I've heard of him.
The pitch, it's fly back. That's bounce back. His hitting streak currently sits at Taylor Swift level, right?
It's feeling 22.
It's feeling 22. 22 games, the hit streak currently for Vladdy. It is the second longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball this season. It is the current longest hitting streak, but the second longest this season. The pitch home. That's up high. You know where we're going here. So, who has the longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball this year? What is his name? If you want to give us how many games, go for it. 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul. Third base side. If you would like a hint, and you tune in often, our intern, Nasty Nate, would get this in an instance. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugNuts.com is the email address. Send in your responses. We will read it off for you in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch, down low, inside, two balls, two strikes. Once again, who has the longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball in this 2024 season? 2-2 pitch. Judkins gets it to Mongelli, who fouls it back. One out, base is clear. I'm sorry, Jesse. Mr. DiMaggio is not the correct answer to this question.
Where have you gone?
The pitch. That's fouled down the third base side. They've got some fun sound effects around here. Just throw them out there. Packed park today.
I thought that was the junior PA announcer shouting.
The pitch. This is lifted out to shallow left center field. In comes Lasko at center to his right. Reaches up and back behind his head for the second out.
Batting with Felix Williamson, the shortstop, number 9, Lasko. Batting with Sean.
That, in fact, was the junior PA announcer. Two outs, bases clear, 2-2 our score. We're in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Lifted out to left center again. Lasko to his right this time. Circles back behind and makes the catch in front for the third and final out. DiPaola, Mongelli, McLean go down. 1-2-3. Shout out junior PA announcer. And shout out Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. He's coming up with the game tied at 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
up into the fifth inning in a 2-2 game. The right-hander Peyton Martin deals to Casey Yamauchi, who's 1-for-1 with a single. And he takes ball one up high. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. That's Yamauchi followed by Butler and then Dickey. 9-1-2 in the order. 2-2, Lugnuts and Loons. Yamauchi takes a called strike. Breaking ball at the bottom part of the zone. For the Lugnuts, home runs today by Will Simpson in the second, Luke Mann in the fourth. To balance out the Loons homers by Jordan Thompson in the second and Dylan Campbell in the third. So what's going to happen here in the fifth inning? That's a one ball, one strike pitch to Yamauchi. Fly ball deep down the left field line. It's running out of legs, though, and it falls foul. Just fouls as Isabella Robb, though the Lugnuts bullpen was hoping.
Hunter Bro, second time he's done that this week.
Can we trust that guy?
Yes, absolutely. It's a fair ball.
I mean, he is a bro. He's our bro.
Sure is, bro.
A 1-2 pitch for Yamauchi. Martin winds and throws. Fouled off at home as the ball got away from the Lugnuts pen. Right-hander Jake Garland is getting loose. Brett Judkins today, 4 innings, 2 hits, just those solo home runs. Judkins struck out 6. No walks. Not bad. Just a couple of sliders that the Loons barreled. And that's been all. Martin throws off the outside corner. The 2-2. Pop foul, sailing off to the right. This is out of play. Peyton Martin is an interesting story. He was a shortstop, converting to being a pitcher. He's ranked number 7 on the Dodgers' top 30 prospect list because of his fastball, but his fastball was 94-96, touching 98, not today. Yamauchi takes a fastball at 90 high. Adam, I was asking Brad Tunney back with the Great Lakes Loons today, and he said maybe there's some arm fatigue going on. This is a 3-2 pitch, and Yamauchi flares it. Shallow left, shortstop McLean out, DePaula in. DePaula runs it down from left field, and there's one away. It has just been so, I don't know, eye-opening to me that Peyton Martin does not have his fastball.
Well, and that would be where Lansing's got to take advantage of it here before he gets knocked out of the game, potentially.
Johnny Butler steps in, takes ball one from Martin. We've seen the Loons bullpen pitch effectively in this series. Tied up 2-2. Righty to lefty. Butler takes the fastball called a strike in the outside corner. The Lugnuts will be back home on Tuesday. 6-game series against the West Michigan Whitecaps. The windup, the pitch. All right, down the middle. Fastball for a called strike at 89 miles an hour. Butler's 0-for-2. He's grounded out to first. He's reached on an error. The pitch. He swings and hits this one hard, but foul up the right side. Hooked it onto the lawn. There's something that gets said by folks. And Adam, you might have heard people say this about pitchers today. Everybody is throwing so much harder. Nobody knows how to pitch. You and I are watching Midwest Leaguers. Not everybody throws hard. Butler takes the fastball high at 89. It's not just Jack Owen. It actually is more rare to see that mid-90s fastball. A 2-2 is coming. Just a little low, change of pace. And after going 3-2 on Yamauchi, Martin has gone 3-2 on Johnny Butler. One out, nobody on, tie game, payoff. He lifts it high in the air, out to right center field. It's carrying, but not far enough. And it's the center fielder, Campbell, with the catch in the alley. two outs. Jared Dickey chops the first pitch he sees to second. Room service hop Thompson, underhanded to first. Side retired. Peyton Martin is through five. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, the Lugnuts and the Loons tied up 2-2.
Omaha!
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Home runs by Will Simpson and Luke Mann. That might have been why I was thinking about Mann in. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-2, Lugnuts and Loons.
Well, that doesn't quite make sense. You see, Mann out is what happens.
See, there's a Tennessee ball, though, playing the outfield, Jared Dickey. But the man on the mat is the Miami Hurricane. It's Jake Garland who deals in a called strike to the LSU Tiger, Jordan Thompson. 0-1. That's ripped on the ground. Beyond the shortstop, Yamauchi reached down. He couldn't come up with it. Lass goes to pick it up in center field and get it in. And Jordan Thompson's on. Here's Juan Alonso. Righty to righty. Garland sends in the knuckle curve for a called strike one. By the way, error charge to Yamauchi. Big Jake Garland in a 2-2 game. Relieving Judkins offers. Chopper hit off of Garland's glove, knocks it down, picks it up, underhands to first. Gets the out on Alonso. Thompson up to second. Let's see. Adam, are we getting some ice cream right now? Is this the order? No? Wait, let's bring this on the air.
We've got tough news. Hard Scoops is closed today. Grace, who is a sweetheart, didn't know that.
On a Sunday, which is a perfect ice cream day.
So Dippin' Dots is available as an option if you want.
Unbelievable. So no Pirate's Treasure?
No.
Nick Bettison takes a called strike. Grace, what is the reasoning for closing ice cream today?
A sunken chest, if you will.
Oh, they've run out of ice cream. Yesterday they got hammered.
They hit their quota.
Makes sense. Here's the 0-1. It's making a foul off. I hear that you can track down who took all the ice cream. You just have to follow the moose tracks. So Dippin' Dots Day for Adam today is what we've decided.
I'm an ice cream guy, Jesse. Can't cheat on my ice cream.
Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the past.
Ice cream, you scream.
We all scream for Jake Garland.
There's no ice cream.
Nah. Gonna do something else, like a brownie? Here's the pitch. Called strike three, knuckle curveball. And Nick Bettison is gone watching. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Leadoff fielding error by Casey Yamauchi. Put Jordan Thompson on. He moved up to second base on the Alonso ground out.
still there, two down, and a 2-2 game. Righty, righty, Frank Rodriguez batting ninth. The pitch, check swing, a little low to the Lugnuts catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Frank Rodriguez is playing in his 16th game with the Loons. He is 8-for-48 after a flyout to center field his first time up. F8 on the scorecard. The pitch, the curveball outside. 2-0. Dylan Campbell on deck. He'd rather face Dylan Campbell. Next inning. He homered his last time up, his third home run of the series. Garland looks back. Lets it fly. Fouled off at home. Strike one. Thompson does run well. We are 1 hour in. Last of the fifth. 6'5", 260-pound Garland with the sign. Sucks up high. Thompson runs. The pitch called a strike on the outside corner as Jordan Thompson steals third unencumbered. That's his ninth steal.
Well, hopefully it doesn't matter because that's kind of how it looked. That it was a breaking ball, so didn't really have options to throw at that point. Now you got to get the batter.
Taking on the number nine hitter, a defense first catcher. 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez bounces the curve foul off his foot. It's interesting talking to C.J. Rodriguez. I asked him why Jake has been so much more effective this year than last year, and he said, it's not the stuff, it's been the execution. He has executed so much better this year compared to last year. And he execute here on 2-2 to Rodriguez. Here it is. Ripped on a line in a left field base hit. Thompson scores. The Loons lead. Dickey plays it in towards short. RBI single for Rodriguez. Great Lakes 3, Lansing 2.
Hold on. Do you have sprinkles? Vanilla with sprinkles? No. If you have vanilla and sprinkles, we're doing it.
Adam is going soft serve ice cream. Breaking news. Dylan Campbell swings and sends the first pitch high into the air, up the right side. Foul ground, first baseman Simpson. Out of room. Strike one. All right, did you place your order?
Yeah, I did it on air. They all heard. You took your headset off.
I did because I wanted to hear Grace's side of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not faulting
I'm
you
going,
for that.
Forget Adam's side of this. Let's see what Grace is talking about. Jake Garland throws. Campbell rockets another out in the left center field. Splits the alleyway. Cut off near the track by Lasco. Extra bases. Campbell scoots into second. Over to third base goes Rodriguez. A double for the Loons' leadoff batter. And how hot is he? Great Lakes collected two hits in four innings against Grant Judkins. They have two hits and two batters against Garland here. After the leadoff error committed by Yamauchi, everything happening would be unearned. One run is in. Loons lead 3-2. And here comes pitching coach Don Scholze. Well, this has been some hard hit contact against Garland. And Adam, unfortunately, that's what we've seen from Jake several times and recent appearances from him. Last time out against the Loons, he had allowed six hits in 2 1/3 innings, three runs, and took the loss. Time before that, seven hits, seven runs, and four innings against the Dayton Dragons. Before this recent spate, he had been one of the Lugnuts' most consistent pitchers all year. And even entering this appearance, the RA sub 4. Last year with the Lugnuts, 111 hits, 84 1/3 innings. Fires the first pitch, missing down low, ball one. To Kyle Nevin.
Well, seems like this is a big spot in this game for the Lugnuts.
Full windup, the pitch. Nevin swings and misses. 1-1. Three to two Loons.
Second and third, two outs. Righty, righty. Nevin has struck out twice already. Love in front of the face. Rock, back, throw. A tapper foul at home off the check swing. Kyle Nevin has looked uncomfortable. Nevin against Garland. If you go back to Tuesday, he singled and walked against him. But this is a 1-2. And he lofts it out to center field. Lasko comes in, makes the catch. The inning is over. The Loons score one unearned run on an error, a single, and a double, and leave runners at second and third. Great Lakes now leads the score 3-2. Yard of the sixth in Midland.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go to the sixth, the Lugnuts are now down 3-2. For the Lugnuts, Ryan Lasko leads things off, the number three hitter in the order. On the first pitch to him, fastball for a called strike from the new right-hander, Christian Romero. Piggybacking on Peyton Martin's outing. Kicks and lets it fly. Lasko lines it foul up the right side. Out amongst the kids, bouncing around in the picnickers. Peyton Martin, the starting pitcher for the Loons today. 5 innings worked, allowed 2 home runs, and 2 runs in total. Romero winds and throws. And the fastball is high, 95 miles an hour. So a change from the 90 mile an hour fastball from Martin. Righty, righty. 1-2 for Lasko. Got under it. Up the third base side. Nick Bettison, the third baseman, down toward the mound, makes the catch. And Lasko's 0 for 3. Frank Rodriguez, 2-out RBI single right now, is the difference for the Loons. 3-2. Will Simpson, the Lugnuts first baseman, 1-for-2 with a home run. Right-hander to right-hander. Fouled up and away right side. Your sixth inning slang today is heavy ball at 0-1. Ground ball up the third base side. Nick Bettison gloves, throws to first. Will is out at the bag by half a step, if that. 2 away. It was tight. So now it's Nate Nankill. 3-2 Loons. Nankill is 1-for-2 with a single. Righty to righty. Christian Romero hesitates, deals. On the slider called a strike on the outside corner. Once again, your sixth inning slang today, heavy ball.
We'll talk all about what it means for a ball to be heavy in the bottom half. Romero's 0-1. Sled it across the inside corner at the knees. That's pretty. Through the front door. Strike two called. Hank Hill's in a spot. A two-strike pitch. A fastball rides up and away. Nate has come here to Great Lakes. We have seen him be increasingly more and more effective offensively. Try to keep this inning going. The man from San Diego waits. The pitch. A tapper rolling foul left side. Good job. Against a splitter from Romero. Hank Hill overall against the Loons, 5 for 16. The pitch. Check swing. Did it go on appeal? He wins as the base umpire, Garber. Strike three. Slider down low.
Come on.
Stone. Well, perfect frame. Romero to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 Loons.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting at homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
It's fun right now that the Lugnuts brought in number 40, Jake Garland. And the Loons brought in number 40, Christian Romero, as their two piggybackers. What's not funny is that the Loons are leading 3-2 in the series finale, looking for the series victory. And they bring up 3, 4, and 5 into Paula, Mangelli, and McLean against Garland. And Jake's first pitch, 0-1, to Osway DePaula. Bounced in the breaking ball, and DePaula picks it up himself and gets it out of there. DePaula's 0 for 2. So's Mangelli. So's McLean. His three batters 0 for 6. The pitch. Punched on the ground down toward third. Grabbed by Mann in the shortstop hole. Goes to first for the out. And Adam, I've got a follow-up for you. I said down toward third because that was hit to the third baseman Mann. But he was so far to the shortstop hole. It was really hit to shortstop.
It was, but Mann got it, so...
It was hit right at that man. Here's Sam Mangelli, who tapped the first pitch left of the mound. Garland over to play, and then the throw to first for out number two. And now here's Sean McClain, who's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a fly out to center. It's 3-2, Great Lakes leading in the sixth. The pitch, strike called on the inside corner. So your sixth inning slang today. Adam just got his soft serve vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles.
It's beautiful.
McLean takes the ball down and away. It's heavy ball. What does it mean for a guy to throw a heavy ball? Garland throws. High fly out to deep right field. Nankill pursues. It hits off the wall. Karen played by Lasko in center. Gets it into second, but already McLean has stopped with a double. that brings up Jordan Thompson. Three to two loons. Thompson takes the ball outside. So a heavy ball for a pitcher means that when a batter hits it, it feels like you're hitting a bowling ball, is usually how it's called. It ends up in a lot of weak grounders. It's a big compliment for a pitcher. Thompson takes down low. Rodriguez, the catcher, juggles it a little bit, just mixes and mashes. But McLain is content staying at second base. Loons are looking to add to their 3-2 lead. So that's your sixth inning slang today. Garland's pitch. Skied. Right side of the diamond. First baseman Simpson is underneath. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So a double by McLain is stranded. And we're going to the seventh inning. Adam Jaxa is coming up. Lugnuts trailing the Loons by a 3-2 score.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We're back here as we move to the seventh inning. Lansing trailing 3-2. And the first pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. So it is Christian Romero back out there against Luke Mann. He tanked one out to right center. The pitch. Takes the next pitch on the outer edge, top of the zone. One ball, one strike. Luke Mann hitting his sixth home run in his last at bat. He crushed it. 1-1 pitch. That's up and in. Well, Luke Mann, he mentioned that when he was at Missouri, the guys used to call him the Nuke Man. 2-1 pitch. This is on the ground over towards first. Shuffling to his right is Nevin. Runs over to the back, tags it with his right foot. And the Nuke Man, Luke Mann, is out. Said every time he hit a home run, they just kept calling me the Nuke Man. So kind of dispense right with Luke Man, the Nuke Man. That time not to be. So the Loons will now move to TJ Schofield Sam. Christian Romero, second inning of work. Ready against the lefty. 3-2 Loons lead, top seven. Pitch home. Breaking ball is in there. I should say just a changeup right there. 86 on the outer edge, strike one. Schofield Sam, 0-2 in this game. The pitch home. Ooh, that comes in and plunks Schofield Sam. Goodness, Lansing has been hit multiple times in this series, and this is the second straight game that Schofield Sam has been hit high in his upper back. One on, one out. Good news, all of these plunkings, although they've led to a couple of guys maybe missing a couple of days, there hasn't been anything serious besides the Loons' inability to control their pitches. No walks today for the Loons. That's the first time we've seen that this series. The pitch, C.J. Rodriguez takes it right at the bottom interior corner of the zone for strike one at 92. One on, one out. It is 3-2, Lansing trailing Great Lakes in the top of the seventh. The pitch, C.J. Rodriguez takes it outside. Rodriguez 1-for-9 in this series with a run scored, run knocked in. He's had two walks and three strikeouts. Cade earlier today, flied out to left earlier today. 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third, but grabbed foul behind the bag by Nick Bittison. Well, Lansing would really enjoy a comeback here to even up this series 3-3. They are slipping in the standings as we get closer and closer. Once we get done today, just 24 games left to go in the season. The pitch home, up high and inside. Two balls, two strikes on the eight hitter, Rodriguez. Lansing is now 6 games back, second to last in the Midwest League East Division. Dayton coming into today, 25-16. Lansing, 19-22. The pitch slides outside. Tight one, but it was wide, 3-2. I tell you what, Isabella Robb's strike zone today has been perfection. She has got a great handle on the balls and strikes this afternoon. 3-2 pitch. That is in there, called strike three. Throw down to second in time. Strike him out, throw him out. Schofield Sam was going. And we are done here in the top of the seventh. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2 at Dow Diamond.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We move here to the seventh inning. The first pitch from Jake Garland is in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Juan Alonso. 3-2, Loons lead. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Breaking ball arced in there. Inside corner, strike two from Jake Garland. I got to confess to Jesse here. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, two strikes. You see, Jesse's family is up here in the booth, so I did something I wasn't supposed to. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. Two balls, two strikes. You know I'm going to answer the trivia question in the seventh, so I went ahead and read some of your emails to see if we got
answers. Good.
The pitch, this is launched out to right center field. It's down and heading towards the wall. Bounces off of it around first. Alonso speeds into second as the ball comes in. Cut off by Schofield Sam. Leadoff double for Juan Alonso. Just his second hit of the series. That is the third double that Jake Garland has allowed. Campbell, McLean, and now Alonso. So, in one aspect, Jesse, you've got mail. Here's Nick Bittison. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. 3-2, Loons lead, bottom seven. That trivia question was, what was, and still is, the longest hitting streak this year in Major League Baseball? Pitch home. That's dropped in. Strike two. The current longest hitting streak belongs to the former Lugnut in 2017, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., sitting at 22 straight games with a hit coming into today. But there was one longer this year. The pitch is a bouncing ball over towards third. Gloved by Mann, runs back Alonso, throws to first. One out, Alonso stays put.
So when you gave your clue indicated Pittsburgh Pirates related.
Yes. Do you?
So when I see the guesses sent in, and Leanne Cook guesses Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers, I think that's probably not it.
That's not it, but the other guess is correct. The pitch home. This is on the ground through the middle base hit. This will get a run home. Ryan Lasko comes up with it. Here's the throw to the plate. It's up the line. In comes Alonso. Throw to second. That is late. And Rodriguez doubles. Well, singles and scores on the run. I tell you what, if I were Lansing, I would check home plate. Because I don't know if home plate was touched here. I don't think it was. Home plate does not look like it was touched by Juan Alonso. He stepped in front of it. He stepped beyond it. He missed the plate. We just saw a replay. Lansing is not going to appeal. Oh, my goodness. The pitch. This is lifted out to center field. Here comes Schofield Sam. Or check that Lasko. And he makes the catch. And Dylan Campbell is out. Boy, oh, boy. I believe that Alonso missed home plate.
I think that's something that you want C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, to be looking at because he's closest to it. And then the proper thing to do is before you throw the next pitch, you have the pitcher step off the rubber and you appeal at home.
Instead, the Loons get their fourth run. It's 4-2, bottom seven. Here's Kyle Nevin with a runner at second. The pitch home. Garland shoots it in there. Strike one.
Isabella Robb was watching that like the eyes of a hawk.
And I think she knew. She knew that Alonso missed the plate. But none of the Lugnuts knew that he missed the plate. The 0-1. This is bounded down the third baseline fair and heading all the way down towards the wall. Rodriguez comes in to score. Nevin replaces him at second. Now he's headed for third. Yamauchi throwing to man is late. An RBI triple from Kyle Nevin. And the Loons are eating up Jake Garland. A three-hit seventh. It's the sixth hit he's allowed. It is also the fourth extra base hit that Garland has allowed. He just doesn't quite have it today. And the Loons have erupted for a 5-2 lead. And now here comes Josue DePaula. Anyway, the pitch home. This is shot foul. The answer to the trivia question from the Pittsburgh Pirates, outfielder Brian Reynolds, current best hitting streak this year, 25 games in Major League Baseball. The pitch, that is up there, off speed, top of the zone, strike two. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 3 games off from tying that. The pitch, that's down low. Shout out Marsha Bullard, who answered that correctly. Got you, man. Like I said, I read your emails.
Yes.
And I want to, again, apologize for doing that.
No, that's quite all right. Nothing to hide.
What was that one in there?
Deleting that was, phrase to yeah, you.
What was that one that was bashing me in there that was sent by you? Once you pitch, this is cued towards the left side. Tough play under the glove of man. Sliding stop behind him by Yamauchi. Everybody's safe. No play. Well, that one... That's not Jake Garland's fault. He got weak contact, but it was hit perfectly between Yamauchi and Mann at short and third. 6-2 Loons. I did see some. some emails in there that were saying they were a little hungrier with all the ice cream talk that we
had. Well, Marsha Bullard said, you know, the Booster Club would bring you ice cream. Paul Hammerly wrote in to say, Dippin' Dots in right field here is closed.
Incredible, man. Don Schulze, fourth-year pitching coach out there to try and slow down Garland, who in this seventh has gone double, ground out, RBI single, line out, RBI triple, RBI single. So two outs, and so far a three-run seventh for the Loons. They lead 6-2. The last time the Loons had a three-run half inning was Friday, thanks to a three-run homer from Dylan Campbell. The last time the Loons scored three runs in a half inning without hitting a home run, well, it hasn't happened in this series until now in the deciding game, and unfortunately coming late in this game in the seventh. Loon 6, Lux 2 in the series finale between these two teams at Dow Diamond. The pitch, and that's a little bit wide. Ball one. Now, Jesse, I did go hot take on my Instagram story. I do like to do this on occasion. Runner at first with two outs. Garland, righty to righty, comes home. Line drive over Yamauchi at short, dumped into left field. Montelli mashed that one, 98 off the bat. And again, another squared up baseball against Jake. Two on, two out, third straight hit for the Loons. Fifth hit for Great Lakes in this seventh inning. I took a picture of my vanilla ice cream and sprinkles, and then I hit him with the old vanilla greater than chocolate. Hot take.
I know you believe that.
Which I know is absolutely frowned upon. The pitch, line drive out to left center. That's down for a base hit. Here comes DePaula. Missed by Lasco. And now here comes Montelli. The throw to the plate is high over Rodriguez. Two more runs score. 4 straight hits. And now 5 runs in the seventh. And the Loons have blown this game open on this Sunday afternoon.
Adam, the first thing is you've got hard contacts and line drive base hits against Garland. But there was the muff in center field by Lasco. And still, the lug nut should have been able to get the out at the plate, except the throw home was too high. A good throw, and that's going to be out number 3.
Instead, it's just ruled a double. And 2 runs. Launched out to right field. Again, squared up, but it is right at Nankill. And that is it. 5-7. So we're going to talk ice cream when we come back in the 8th. Loons in front big at Dow Diamond.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, we head to the eighth inning, and the Lugnuts have lots of work to do. They've given up five runs in that seventh, so it is a six-run Loon lead. Here comes Casey Yamauchi, the nine-hitter, against Christian Romero, the righty. Kicks and throws. That's at the bottom of the zone, strike one. So the game has gotten a little out of hand here. Lugnuts going to try and get back into it. Six outs to go for them. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right center field. That is fading quick. A sliding effort. Alonso can't get there. Yamauchi is on for a second time. Casey Yamauchi, 4-for-6 in the shortened series he's played after missing a couple of games with a little injury. He is right back to work to turn the lineup card over efficiently again this afternoon. Okay, here comes Johnny Butler. Well, we were talking about ice cream in the seventh inning. Ice cream always makes you feel better. The pitch. That's a fastball that jumps in there. Strike one. And what better time to feel better when, unfortunately, the Lugnuts are losing 8-2 and may end up losing this series 4-2 unless they can come back.
Comfort food, comfortable conversation.
Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch home. That was bunted uncomfortably behind home plate. Strike two. Growing up as a kid, Jesse, there's a place in Eden Rapids called Lesson Babes. They had just, I'd like to get the regular cone with the vanilla, and then they drop the sprinkles on, and then they had these little, like, candy eyes that they put on there, which were like the golden freaking ticket in Willy Wonka. They tasted great. The 0-2 pitch. This is launched foul. No balls, two strikes. My sisters would get the twist, you know, chocolate and vanilla together, and I'm like, come on, you guys are ruining the vanilla here. What are we doing? I just never have been a chocolate by itself fan in any flavor, whether we're talking candy, cake, ice cream. The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip that is held to by Frank Rodriguez. Johnny Butler strikes out. Lansing has struck out only five times now today. That's the third strikeout by Romero. But you see, I anger people when I say that. So am I striking the wrong nerve here by going after chocolate to say I just don't like it?
I might surprise you here.
The pitch, swinging a tapper, first base side foul, strike one to Jared Dickey, 8-2 Loons, top eight, runner at first.
Did you know that you're preaching with a choir, and I'm a big-time vanilla person?
I thought you were.
Yeah.
That's why I was...
As an adult now, I go, oh, chocolate's good, but vanilla.
The 0-1 pitch, that's outside, one ball, one strike. I thought you were on my team.
Yes.
I mean, broadcast team, yes, but I was like, I think Jesse may, ironically, have the same take that I do, which is rare. 1-1. Check swing. Dickey, did he offer? We're going to check. The answer from Stone Garver is no. Two balls and a strike.
Hang on. In this Olympic season, I will also toss in French vanilla is also good, but I cannot tell you the difference between French vanilla and vanilla.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. 2-1. This is fouled back. Not that I don't know what French vanilla is. I don't know what the different taste is, but I agree. I would go either of those. So, like, you're getting me a cake for my birthday.
Right.
We're going white cake, white frosting. That's it. We don't need any chocolate in that. If you want to sprinkle in the confetti cake batter, cool. Love that. No chocolate. No chocolate swirl. What's the yellow kind called? Is that just yellow cake?
Yes, yellow cake.
No. Vanilla, please. 2-2. Swinging a bouncing ball, foul. Now, let's sift into the chocolate things we like. When you add peanut butter to chocolate, good things happen. We get Reese's.
It's the only thing about Buckeyes that you like.
Correct. Those Buckeyes are outstanding. Moose tracks, little peanut butter cups.
Little fudge.
Fudge indeed. 2-2 pitch. This has popped up out of play. Third base side, Jared Dickey stays alive. Lansing trailing 8-2 in the top of the eighth. Speaking of eight, well, we've eaten our fair share of vanilla-flavored things in our lifetime. I will tell you, because Reese's used to be my number one chocolate and peanut butter, but I've got a new Olympic gold.
Oh, really?
A Oh, yeah. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a tapper back foul.
Okay, what you got?
Jesse, most people have not had this. But if you go to any gas station, you can get yourself a Reese's Fast Break. Chocolate Reese's or chocolate peanut butter, and the nougat is just so, so good. Adds a little oomph to it. 2-2 pitch. Kicked back foul. Jared Dickey staying alive here.
You're not living your life in the half court.
No. We're full court press. Fast break. Get up and down. We want dunks. We want alley-oops. We want highlight real plays. Get yourself a Reese's Fast Break. The pitch, that's inside. This is an excellent at-bat from Jared Dickey. And he can make it even more sweeter if he gets on base. 3-2 pitch. Swinging, it's on the ground. Backhand stop on a knee. Nevin throws to second for one. Spinning twirl back to first from Thompson. Double play. Well, speaking of fast, that was that double play. Now let's take a break in the middle of the eighth, and we will head to the bottom of the eighth, where Lansing trails Great Lakes 8-2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the eighth we go. Jesse has spilled his water, and in other words, so have the Lugnuts. The pitch, that's down there, ball one. 8-2, Loons lead as we move to the bottom of the eighth. Aquafina has been spilled. The pitch, that's flied foul into the clouds, out of play. Jake Garland is back up there to face Juan Alonso, the man that opened up the seventh inning. Nine batters came to the plate, he doubled. The pitch, oh, that comes in, hits his hand. He's headed to first base. And hopefully he is okay as he shakes off that right hand. And HBP, we've seen so many from the Loons hitting the Lugnut batters this week.
I think that caught him on the underside of his forearm. By the way, no use crying over spilled water. Just trying to refill the old water bottle, and sometimes you fill it a little bit too far. It's when you twist the top shut. Maybe a little spills out the side. Get a nice napkin, wipe everything away, you're good.
A Yeti would have been less sloppy.
Prove it.
Don Schulze is out on the hill to talk with Jake Garland. It was a 5-run seventh against Garland that really opened this thing up. Loons were up 3-2, but just hard hit balls against Jake. They had 6 hits and 5 runs in that seventh. And unfortunately for the Nuts, they will have just one more chance to get 6 runs back. Otherwise, they will fall again to the Loons. They won the last series here, but they've lost the 2 series in Lansing. They are on the cusp of losing 3 of the 4 series now this year with an 8-2 deficit. Here's Nick Bittison. Righty Renny, the pitch home. It's in there, strike one. Any other hot take food takes that you have, Jesse? By the way, shouts to you for being a vanilla guy. I always knew I liked you, man.
You.
Come on, dude. 0-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike two. I tell you what, Jesse's favorite style of pizza, just give him cheese, baby. That's all he needs. No toppings. No toppings necessary. 0-2 pitch. Throw back to first. Tagged by Simpson just a touch late. Good effort right there by C.J. Rodriguez on Juan Alonso.
In my old age, though, I'm appreciating both basil or oregano.
I'm good on those. You know what spice I love? The pitch is a bouncing ball just behind Garland. It's tagged by Schofield Sam, who's tagged second base as he catches, throws to first. Double play, four unassisted, three. Schofield Sam put his back foot on the bag, waited for that ball to get there. It arrived before Alonso came in, and then threw it to Simpson. Two outs.
Spicy.
Spicy indeed. Not for me. Here's Frank Rodriguez. Garlic is spice I love. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Sometimes that'll give you some tough breath, though. That onions, too.
Oh, yeah.
Minced onion.
Well, it's like I like garlic, but you know what garlic breath is.
It's thumbs down. 0-1. Breaking ball hit over towards third. Two hop backhand by man at third. Across the diamond in time. And that will do it for the Loons. Nice half inning there from Garland. Works around the HBP. No problem with the bottom third of the car. Lugs need six.
Wait. What spice do you like?
I said garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah, that's a spice, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah, do that in there. All right, we're going to head to the ninth. And you're going to hear from the spicy man himself, Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Down 8-2 to the Great Lakes Loons, the Lugnuts are bringing up 3, 4, and 5 in their order. Lasco, Simpson, and Nankill. And the Loons stick with the right-hander Christian Romero. Starter Peyton Martin went 5 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. The 2 runs thanks to solo home runs, Will Simpson in the second, Luke Mann in the fourth. But the Loons countered with solo home runs in the second and the third, added a home run in the fifth inning, and then scored 5 runs in the seventh, and here we are in the ninth. Romero to Lasco, righty to righty. Fastball high, ball one. It's a great day going on north of the border for the Lugnuts parent club, the A's. Lawrence Butler's 3-for-3. They're winning 7-1 over the Blue Jays. Romero throws. Outside corner, strike called. Fastball at 93. Lasco's 0-for-3, flying to left, popping to short, popping to third.
Well, there's one thing we all want to know about Serrano and the 1-2017 lug. What do you got?
Yeah. Lasco takes the breaking ball up and in. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Going to the bottom of the fifth inning is 0 for 2. 2-1 pitch. Masco swings and misses the slider. Strike two. Vladdy is looking to extend a 22-game hitting streak. As Vladdy just flied out at the very tail end of the bottom of the fourth inning, he'll have to wait a little bit to bat again. Masco, a check swing, pitch up and away. Did it go? No. They appealed to Stone Garver up the right side. Three balls and two strikes on Masco. Try to get things going right. Down by 6 runs in the ninth. Romero's payoff. Smacked on the ground down toward first, backhanded by Nevin to his bag for the out as Masco fired his bat down in frustration. Carried it with him halfway up the line and tossed it right down. That's how things have gone today. One out for the Nuts. For the A's. Home runs in the first inning for Blade and Gellock in a 6-run first inning. That against the Blue Jays' Chris Bassett, the former A. 7-1 right now, A's in the bottom of the fifth. Will Simpson swings and fouls back the first pitch slider, strike one. Crushed his 14th homer of the year back in the second. A foul out on the ground at since. Adam is ice creaming it up. Dessert time on this Sunday. 8-2, Loons out, hitting the Nuts 11-5. At 0-1 pitch. Rocketed down the left field line and foul. .103 off the bat. When Will Simpson lays the lumber. Will Simpson lays the lumber. Romero holds his glove up in front of his face. Steps back. Leg kick and the pitch. Reaching forward, he skies it down the right side. And a foul ground, first baseman Nevin makes the catch. And right field, Juan Alonso needlessly lost his baseball cap coming in. It's there waiting for him. Second time today that Simpson has fouled out to first. The Lugnuts are down to their final out. Nate Nankill is coming up. This is the final countdown. Down 8-2. Last meeting of the year, Lugnuts and Loons. Romero's pitch. Bouncer up the third base side, but foul. Adam and I love coming here to Great Lakes. Adam is the director of broadcasting at Central Michigan University. CMU and Mount Pleasant, not all that far away. We enjoy the folks here. And earlier in the series, Brad Tunney, ill, John Vicari away, so Adam was on the call for MILB TV. A strike one pitch. Inside. I mean, there are certain teams in the Midwest League we have some really close relationships to off the field. On the field, though. A 1-1 pitch. Line drive up the middle. Base hit center field, Nate Nankill. Two-hit game. Campbell throws it in. Two out single keeps the Nuts alive. Second straight game for Nankill with two singles after two straight games with ninth inning doubles. So Nankill, three out of the last four games, has collected a base hit in the ninth inning. And it's Luke Mann batting, taking ball one inside. Something to look for later tonight, 9:05 p.m. The Oakland A's four draft pick position player prospects against Stockton, or I should say playing for Stockton, as Mann swings and misses. The first rounder, Nick Kurtz, made his pro debut yesterday. So did the second rounder, Tommy White. The third rounder, Joshua Kuroda Grauer, and the fourth rounder, Rodney Green Jr. Helped Stockton score 10 runs and a loss. Mann swings, lifts it to center. Dylan Campbell tracked it back. He makes the catch. And this ball game is over. The Loons defeat the Lugnuts by the final score of 8-2. The postgame show is on its way next from Dow Diamond.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens. but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, this was definitive. The Loons beat the Lugnuts 8-2. Great Lakes takes 4 out of 6 in the series in Midland, Michigan. Welcome to Lansing Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam is by my side. Adam, I would say a couple of fun moments. Home runs from Will Simpson and Luke Mann. And that's about it this afternoon.
That's it. It's not what you needed. It's not what you wanted. And Lansing falls short. They end up losing 3 of the 4 series this year to the Loons. And you felt like they should have won yesterday. They didn't. You felt like they could have won Tuesday. They didn't. Today they were hanging kind of right there at that 3-2 level once again. And then Jake Garland just struggled there in that seventh inning, gave up 5, and that was pretty much the game.
You said it, hour 55 minutes for the time of the game in front of a crowd of 4,013 at Dow Diamond. The Lugnuts fall to 19-23, 51-56 for the year. The Loons improved to 22-19, 56-51 for the year. Grant Judkins had a couple of sliders get hit out of the ballpark, but I continue to be encouraged how he's looking. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, his strikeout numbers are up this week. He pitched well on his birthday. He pitched well again today. 7 strikeouts Tuesday, 6 strikeouts today. Like the swings and misses he's getting. So that is very encouraging for him and for the Nuts.
Next question is, can Vladdy Jr. extend the hitting streak? What's Nick Kurtz have for an encore? And how will the Lugnuts perform back at home starting on Tuesday as the West Michigan Whitecaps roll into town? Only 4 more series to go this year. 4 more weeks of Lugnuts baseball. 1 at home against West Michigan before traveling to Quad Cities. Then back home against Fort Wayne and then traveling to West Michigan to conclude 2024. That's how close the season is to being over. We only have 24 games remaining in this season for the Lugnuts, season number 28 in the Midwest League. What are your keys for the Lugnuts coming back home?
Well, listen, Jesse, I want to say one thing here.
Yeah.
This team, to me, this team is talented enough to be in the playoffs. But the problem is they're not playing playoff-winning baseball when it matters. I mean, their last 2 road series, you go to West Michigan, you go to Great Lakes. Those are 2 Eastern Division teams that are fighting for playoff position. And you easily had chances to win both of those series. Remember, they won their first 2 games at West Michigan. Then they stumbled, gave one up in the 9th in Game 3. And then they couldn't win on Saturday and Sunday to win that series. And then you come out here to the Loons, and again, it's 2-2 heading to the weekend, and you lose both. So it's crunch time. I mean, you're coming into today 6 games out of first place. You don't get the job done. You gotta win series the rest of the way. Otherwise, it's the end of the road. So I'm really hoping that they find a way and they can put together some good series to close it out. Because I don't know how you feel, but I feel like this team has got a lot of talent. They've got an opportunity to make the playoffs. They haven't done that since 2018. And right now, what they've done here the last couple of weeks just isn't quite good enough.
I'm looking at a different angle from you. I look at it individually, and I say, for each of these players, you've got 4 weeks left. That's a sizable amount of time to do some damage. And how do you want your final numbers to look up? This is how you set yourself up for next year. This is how you go into the offseason. This is when, it seems to me, you should be playing your very best baseball. time for coaching all those different things that you're working on mechanically and all that. That's probably an end right now. You need to be putting it into effect. That's why I like seeing this from Grant Judkins. I think that Nate Nankill has been highly encouraging in how he swung it recently. So I want to see who's going to finish this season strong.
No doubt. And you're hoping that most of them can. So again, if that happens, then you're going to see the wins start to come, and then you'll see them make a late playoff push. But yeah, I think it's one of those just focus on yourself. What can you continue to do better? What can you continually do consistently well? Hopefully we see that over the next 4 weeks, because we've seen spots, we've seen moments, but it just hasn't been good enough to win consistent series.
As far as Adam and I, we are finishing with vanilla ice cream. Maybe with sprinkles.
It was fantastic today.
So good. For Adam, I'm Jesse. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping us company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. One last time, your final score from Dow Diamond. The Loons 8, the Lugnuts 2. Coming back home starting Tuesday. We'll see you then at Jackson Field. Take care, have a great rest of your weekend, and go Nuts!